Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 288. And we're going for our golden scripture today. It's a blessed day for you. You enjoy the day. He says in 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, he says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here to say, what you have not believed in vain at all, because you profit from the gospel, and your profiting will appear unto all. Then he continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been looking at the death of Christ. We've looked at the physical events that led to his death. We're now on the revelatory events. So if you've not, you're just hearing this, there is a backlog for you to, not just as a tedious backlog, but something to give you revelation, to open your eyes to what happened for you in Christ Jesus. So we went to Isaiah 53, which is a revelation, which is a redemption chapter, talking about what will happen to Christ when he comes, that his crucifixion. And it's so detailed. It begins Isaiah 53 verse 1. He says in King James, "Who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Now I just want to point out something before I continue to the second verse, which I've already done, but I want to point out something. He says, "Who has believed," listen, our report, not my report, not my. Isaiah is one prophet and he's prophesying about the death of Christ. Why didn't he just say, "Who has believed my report?" But he says, "It's our report," or "you are." It is our report. Why our report? Listen, it's because the report of Ezekiel, the report of Moses, the report of Jeremiah, the report of all these prophets is one. Listen again. Let me say it for you to understand. I'm saying, the report of Jeremiah, the report of Ezekiel, the report of Moses, the report of Joshua, the report of David in the Psalms, all the reports come together as one report, because the report was about one person, the Messiah, the Christ. The report they had was about the Messiah, the Christ. And when Jesus came, so that is why Isaiah said it's our report. It's not his report alone, but all of them are testifying of one man, of one person. When Jesus came, he told his disciples, "I will have to die, and after my death I'll be glorified. I will suffer and I will be glorified." But they didn't understand what he was saying. They couldn't grasp it. So when he died, they thought, "Oh, this mob killed a good man. It was a martyr. Jesus has been martyred." It was not that. Jesus died a criminal's death because he was dying for criminals. His death was a criminal's death because he was dying for criminals like you and I, who had offended God, offended, had committed many crimes, many sins, and he came to do that work. So when he rose from the dead, he had to teach them that, "No, I am not a martyr. I was your substitute. I rather died your death." So he met these two disciples who were worried and were contemplating what had happened that he had died was gone forever. And he joined them. They were walking to Emmaus, joined them as though he was, you know, just a stranger walking. And he said, "Abba, why are you guys so deep in thought?" They said, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? I'm sure some of us have heard, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem?" And they said, "Don't you know about Jesus Christ, a man approved of God, who was martyred by wicked men?" Then he said unto them, "O fools," he called them fools, "and slow of heart to believe all that," listen, "the prophets," we're talking about the prophet Isaiah, that's what I'm pointing out to you, all that the prophets, yes, have spoken. What did the prophet, all the prophets say? Because all the prophets, when you look at it, it's as if everybody had his theme. Everybody had what he talked about. Isaiah said this, Jeremiah said this, Ezekiel said this, David said this. So why are you saying that all the prophets said? Yes, all the prophets had one message. He said, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" He said, listen, Christ is supposed to suffer. What you saw on Calvary, at Golgotha, Christ was supposed to suffer them. And after suffering, he enters into his glory. And then, this is what Jesus did for them. And beginning at Moses, and you know that Moses is the five book of Moses. So beginning at Moses, and all the prophets, all the books, including Isaiah, he expounded unto these disciples in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. So he said, "Now come. All the reports that they had was concerning the Christ. All the reports from the law of Moses, the prophets, and all the scriptures, it was all concerning one person, Jesus Christ." Oh, what a blessing for us to have him come and take our place and die our death. All that he went through was to suffer what we should suffer. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we love you. We thank you. Oh, go out today knowing that you were so blessed. He did it for you. And all of them reported. And their report was concerning one person, Jesus Christ.